Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
So were you saying that there's a shortage of Christmas trees? That's why they're so expensive?
I heard this last Thursday.
Okay.
I either heard it or I read it. That, again, it's back. That whole, it's a shortage of Christmas trees this year. So get your tree now because there may not be any the week up, leading up to Christmas. Yeah. But then I heard somebody else say, I read that that's just a big line that they use when you get to the tree yard where they tell you, you know, there's a shortage and they jack up the prices.
Well, I will tell you this. I was a little, because, you know, for years I've been a real tree girl.
Yeah.
Forever I've been a real tree person. Well, then as I had a kid and all that stuff and just a lot of work with the needles and then I worry about a fire and all that stuff, I got a fake tree.
Yeah.
And now I'm a fake tree person. But it was sad to go from his house to this fresh tree and it smelled so good and it's just a different vibe.
And then I
went back home to plastic.
And you know, getting up this morning at Superman's house,
yes,
it smells awesome.
So good. Yeah.
That next day after you get the tree, yeah, that's the day.
Yep.
It really smells good.
But have you seen the fire department when they like light up a tree and it catches on fire in 2 seconds?
I know.
It's terrifying.
When I look at a Christmas tree, a live tree, it's like a banana. You know, I get a banana home, it ruins in 3 days. It's gone.
Wait.
My tree.
Your tree is like a banana?
Well,
I need to follow this show because I do not understand.
As far as it lasting, it being, you know, edible. A tree's not edible, but you
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
That I feel like a Christmas tree after the first week. It is. It's a fire danger.
It's like my spring salad mix.
What do you mean?
You know, the salad mix that you buy.
Yeah.
And then one day you look in there and you're like, I want a salad. And that's all brown.
Yeah. That's nasty.
So kind of like the banana and salad mix.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. That I just don't feel like they hold their longevity.
Do you have real or fake?
I have a fake. Two.
I know.
With two fakes.
So when you come back in and after being at somebody's fancy house with their real tree and you walk into plastic.
Right.
It was kind of depressing.
And when you were a kid, we never had fake trees.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
My family would never go for that.
It's like a sin.
We used to get our tree when I was a kid, we would go out on the interstate.
Oh,
and cut down the tree in the median, right in between the lanes, because they had the best trees.
Right there in the middle.
Yeah.
Between the parkway.
So we would dart across one lane,
I feel
two
like
lanes.
You're lying to
no,
me
I swear. I grew up right on the interstate, you know,
and
I-40.
Cut down the interstate tree.
And we would cut down a tree on the interstate and drag it back across the road, throw it over the fence, climb the fence, and take it home.
Two kids were killed during this process, but.
Just saying. I'm just saying.
But
that was tradition. Steal a tree from the highway.
Well, I did want to get a permit and go into the woods and cut down the tree. And then he was a little negative about that. He's like, I think it's a little overrated. I've done that once and it really wasn't that fun.
Yeah.
He said, you get them all home and they're all crooked and then they have a squirrel in them.
Really?
That's what he said.
Yeah. Yeah, plus you've got the other trees that are already cut down.
And already.
Why kill a tree?
I don't know. It just felt like it would be fun, right? You know, like a Christmas vacation. Go out there and get a saw or whatever you use and an axe.
Drag it to the car.
Yes.
Tie it on top of the car.
Yeah.
Then take it home. I had a tree one time, Jamie.
Yeah.
I bought it in Florida. And I didn't buy it. I didn't go cut it down myself. But I bought it at one of the lots. I had to drive about 5 miles to get home. The damn tree fell off my car in traffic doing about 65 miles per hour. The tree goes flying off and a semi behind me runs over it.
Well, at least it was a semi. I'm glad it was a semi.
No,
yeah.
I mean, that poor tree, it just took a beating.
It did.
Yeah.
That reminds me, yesterday on I-25, out of nowhere, there was an entire truck lining in the middle of the freeway.
Really?
A truck, like, you know, a plastic truck liner? The bed.
Oh, I
like
see what you're saying.
Like a huge truck.
Like in a pickup truck.
How did that get in the middle of the freeway?
How'd it blow out?
I don't know. It was in the middle of the freeway on I-25. It was scary. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be a horrible accident. Because it was right in the middle.
Yeah.
Did it get under there and just dangerous. Lift it up and take it out?
I saw, I don't know.
From WeatherTech?
Well, it came loose and some wind got underneath and just lifted it out of the truck, probably.
But it's going to cause a bad
accident. I saw a scene that reminds me. About 3 weeks ago, I'm driving 225 and I'm coming south on 225. And there's this, we come up on this, it's like ductwork. You know, these big, like, aluminum pipes.
Oh, dear God.
And they're this big around. I mean, they're like.
Show me how big they are again.
Oh, this big.
Did you guys see that?
Like 2.5 feet in circumference, right? Okay. And they're big. I mean, they're big. And they're on the highway. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, this has fell off some truck. And this could kill somebody. I get about a mile and a half down the road. And there's a truck pulled over. And these two yahoos are out there.
Hey!
One's scratching his butt. And the other's scratching his head. And they're looking at the back of their truck. And I knew what had happened.
Where in the hell did our pops go, Bob? I don't know, Bill.
They had no clue they had lost this ductwork. And it's on the highway. They had no clue. In fact, they're just looking at the bed of their truck going, what the hell? Where'd our pipe go?
That stuff's scary, though. You're going full speed. I told you I hit a canoe and did $30,000 worth of damage on my car.
$30,000?
Yep.
That's totaled.
They wouldn't total it.
$30,000 and you don't total?
They would not total my car.
Holy moly.
You know what that looks like on Carfax? They wouldn't total it.
That's damage.
They're rude.
Holy crap. You hit a canoe?
I hit a canoe.
How do you hit a canoe?
It's right there in the middle of the freeway.
A canoe fell off.
I jumped it.
You're kidding. Oh, that's the best story of all.
Hitting a canoe.
That's the topper.
It was
my
horrible.
Christmas tree doesn't even add up to the canoe.
It was terrifying. I jumped it. Like, I literally felt like Dukes of Hazzard.
Duck work. It doesn't add up to a canoe.
Nobody hit a canoe, but I did.
Canoe's the only canoe. You can't beat that.
You can't beat a canoe. Thanks,
all right, let's go to Textato at 51059. What have you hit on the highway?
Can you beat a canoe?
Can you beat Jamie's canoe?
No, no,
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no. We'll read a few. But I don't think you can beat a canoe.
That's right. Winner, winner.
CJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.